Well, all right, here we are again. How about Saturday night? You knew he's gonna be hot. I did. I've been thinking months, almost years, my whole life, what to say this 3 minutes, and I'm gonna try to wrap it off real quick here. But you know, it's an emotional event here. It's a great event, but there's a lot behind this one, our sixth one here. What is Grateful Fest? Grateful Fest was an idea I had back when I was touring. The best part of my life was the Grateful Dead tour back in the 80s. The other best times of my life were here at Nelson Ledges. I was lucky enough, by the grace of God, to be able to put this together, bring it all to you, the best times I ever had in my life, and throw it all together here for this show with the help of Darkstar. Which leads me to Scott. And, you know, Scott was the greatest guy. Back in the beginning, we emailed a lot. I caught on to DSO and what they were doing, and, of course, flipped like so many do. Talked with Scott about this idea and this concept, and we emailed back and forth and talked on the phone, and he always supported me. I'm just going to say some positive things about the three people we're dedicating here and just get on with it. But Scott was a very kind and wonderful person. He loved DSO. He loved the whole scene. He was a positive force like these other two people. But I'll just tell you briefly, Scott, to me personally, I'll let you in on personal stuff. Scott, for me, whenever we talked, always brought up my daughter, Jessica. And for me, that means so much. He always said, "Evan, how's Jessica doing?" And for me, I always remember that. Scott was a wonderful guy, and we miss him. So, on to Jonathan Kirby. Jonathan Kirby was a 25-year-old kid who was a big fan here. This kid was golden. I've met so many people and so many kids. I call him kid, he was a young man. This guy would love all of you. He was spiritual, but hippie to the core. He believed in all things good. He would do anything for anybody. He didn't just talk the talk. This kid walked the walk. I never met a kid like him, and I did not get enough time with him. His family is here tonight, and his friends are here. He was a huge Hookah fan, but a huger DSO fan. Never had a big chance for the Dead, and these guys really filled it in for so many young people that really missed out. This kid would have been here tonight. He would have loved this show so much. Kirby, what Kirby means personally for me, whenever on our guest book somebody would, you know, and these a-holes would, you know, just like to bitch, we know who they are, would say, "Oh, DSO is a copy band, blah, blah," or, "Evan, you screwed up the last show, blah." This kid would always be the first post, and he wouldn't come off like a jerk. He would gently right, "Hey, you know, this is how it is, and let's be positive." And the way he worded it was just from his heart. This kid was genuine. He had everybody's back, and he was just the best egg I ever knew, and God bless him. He was taken too early. So, Kirby, we love you. And on to Vassar. Vassar was one of the, even though he was older, I mean, he was taken too early. Vassar was one of the kindest guys. I meet a lot of musicians through here over the years. This guy was an angel on earth, like Scott and John. And personally, you know, he got a lot of great music out of him. He was just the kindest guy. And what I remember is last year at Grateful Fest, my father was sick and I lost him shortly after. But I took Vassar to the airport. And the kindness in his eyes as he listened about my father, and that's all he wanted to talk about. And as we got to the airport, he hugged me so tight, and you know, a good genuine hug. And I don't know Vassar that well, but he'd been here a few times. Hugged me, grabbed me, looked into my eyes deeply, and said, "You keep in touch with me and let me know how your dad's doing." And he meant it. And that was Vassar. The guy was an angel. All three of these guys were angels. Positive forces, people to look up to, always. I'll never forget them, okay? And the one kind of point I want to make is, if we had the chance to see these people again and knew they were going, would you say anything different? I know you probably said a lot of good things to him, but yeah, you'd hug him a little tighter. You might tell him something else you were thinking you didn't get a chance. We got the chance with everybody here now. Whatever you need to say to anybody, a family member, anything you haven't talked to, call them. Woohoo! Call people, love people, tell them how you feel because they need to hear it. You never know when we're going to be gone. And the last thing I'll say is celebrate for these people tonight because they would want it. They would want you to dance your ass off for them tonight because they're not here. But they are here. We love them. I love all you guys. Once again, we'll see you tomorrow. Once again, Darkstar Orchestra.